Reflections on debate one. Having sat on the debate results for 24 hours, we now offer more analysis. In some important sense, Trump did lose the debate. Hillary's style outshone Trump's brutishness, but this does not decide the race. Hillary did not badly damage Trump, nor did he make any fatal mistakes. And it's hard to imagine, on the other hand, that she does any better in a future debate. But this setback might be the most important part of the entire race for Trump. How? Why? Because he was humbled early in the debate cycle. Second, because his humbling actually makes him a more sympathetic character to a vast army of Americans, including Ted Cruz. Third, he was actually diplomatic and kinder than he had been. So we're looking at some possible evolution in his public interactions with others. But in being humbled, Trump must now realize he needs to roll up his sleeves and get to work to beat Hillary, the old yet still formidable declining professional politician. So now Trump has Cruz's sympathy as he's failing at Cruz's specialty, debate, where he was a national champion. And with Cruz in his corner, encouraging and schooling him, the wounded behemoth Trump can now mend and learn and grow. And this also draws out a related poison to Trump, funny enough. And speaking of KOBE, American patriot charlatan and Cruz sycophant Glenn Beck has expressed a sense of anger, astonishment, betrayal, rage, and judgment against Cruz for belatedly backing Trump. But it's Cruz's seat that hangs precariously in the balance of the next vote, in which he's apparently behind to Rick Perry, which Beck would rather Ted render instead of compromise. And here is Beck's monstrous ego and harmful alliances betrayed him. Beck would rather Cruz lose than give in on Beck's principles. Beck's principles. Not his own. Not the country's. Monstrously selfish, isn't it? And it's more important for Trump to be vanquished than Hillary to be stopped. Really? Really? To quote Glenn Beck. But Trump, by drawing Cruz into his camp, also defangs Beck's sting, draining his poison and sending him on a Jeremiad, in other words, a religious rant, into the wilderness, wailing and gnashing of his teeth in the outer circles of darkness over the apostasy of Ted. Maybe the mad Beck has finally cooked his own goose. Good morning, 6:09, Kelly O'Connell here, AM Las Cruces. All right, I've been thinking about this debate for a while, and including some other stories, and I'm just really convinced that this might have been the best thing that could happen to Trump, because Trump needs to learn a little bit more the lessons of modesty, and to have been put into his place so that he gets ready for this next debate. You can't come in and wing something at this level. And everybody knows that, everybody but Trump. So anyway, we've got another story, and I'm sure that you've heard of it. I want to get into that a little bit first. It was the story of the murder, in which the person was left in the vehicle. Now, what I want to know is, was that person, when they lit the car on fire, alive or dead? Because if that person was still alive, that brings it on to a level of evil that we just, you know, haven't much seen around here since baby Brianna. So I'm just curious about that. But this was a very weird story, and there's going to be a lot more coming out. But, you know, so let's come back. Let's take a little break here and come back, and we'll tackle that story. Kelly O'Connell, AM Muskegon, AM 1450. Anyway, on the bigger stories today, in terms of national, we've got some got some interesting stuff now. I've got a very today's, you know, weird Wednesday, right? Unless my calendar has failed me, weird Wednesday. So I've got an interesting story about Angelina and Brad. Celebrity, but the stuff that I've uncovered, I just kind of accidentally tripped over. It was so weird. I felt like I had to share it with you. And anyway, in the meantime, this race couldn't be any tighter between between Trump and Hillary. So we'll get a second and talk about that. Kelly Holland, 1450, and you're listening to AM 1450 KOBE. It's at 6:13. Another dedication to Hillary.
Stayed in bed all